First off, I just want to start off by thanking Member Solutions and thanking you, Kathy, for having me today on the teleconference. Last month, I actually had the opportunity to visit the Member Solutions office, and I just want to say you guys have a great staff down there and a very professional atmosphere. So I'd like to congratulate you on that, and thank you again for having me on the teleconference. Today, I'm excited to present Kono Magazine to you. We launched the magazine actually in May of this year, and we have our launch issue, which is the May-June issue, and we're getting phenomenal results with the magazine. It's getting everything that we wanted to set out and what we wanted to achieve in the martial arts industry. The students are loving the magazine. School owners are getting praised by the parents for handing it out to the kids and that kind of thing. And then the school owners are getting great marketing value out of the magazine, and it's going extremely well. So I'm excited to present the magazine to you today, tell you a little bit about it, tell you how you can get on the Kono Bulk School Plan, and tell you how to use the magazine for retention and for marketing. Now, myself, I'm the president of the magazine. I own a few martial arts schools in Los Angeles, and I've been traveling. I did a show with Discovery Channel, and we traveled the world doing that, which was a lot of fun. And I do a lot of business consulting, and I think a lot of you probably have gotten some of my Millennium Training DVDs that I do on extreme forms and things like that. So that's my basic background. And when I heard about the magazine, I was really excited. As a school owner, I could see the tremendous benefits of the magazine. So we initially had our talks, and we came up with some great strategies, and they're going very well. So basically, Kono Magazine, our mission here at the magazine is to inspire, to educate, and to entertain kids about the dynamic world of the martial arts. And what we have done is we've created a cool magazine around fun, healthy lifestyle that kids will want to be a part of indefinitely. Our key there is to create a lifestyle, because if we have students, they come 2 to 3 times a week. But when we create students and make them part of a lifestyle, then we create students for life, and that's our goal. And that lifestyle will include them, their friends, and their family, and their brothers and sisters. So that's our goal, is to give these kids something they can look up to and something they can be a part of. If you think about it, we step out the martial arts industry just for a little bit, and we think about what kind of media platforms are for other sports like baseball, football, basketball, and other major sports. They have platforms like magazines, they have celebrities, they have television. All these things motivate and inspire kids to be participants in those sports. And if you think about it, even now, like skateboarding, rollerblading, surfing, and BMX biking, you know, they have the X Games to really motivate them to lure kids into that extreme sports lifestyle. And Kono Magazine now is going to fulfill that void for the martial arts industry. We are going to be the media platform for the martial arts. And our goal is to use the popularity of martial arts in movies, TVs, and video games, and to advertise the martial arts as the coolest lifestyle in the world. So, again, when students join a lifestyle opposed to just a sport, they become members for life. And that's our goal, to create that culture and to have them become a part of that. You know, kids have all these other things that are motivating them to join those other sports, and we're missing out on that in the martial arts world up until Kono now is that magazine. And our goal is never to compete against those sports, because kids are going to play those other sports. Our goal is to profile those sports, let the kids be kids, but in there, we're telling them how, like, if you notice an issue that you received, how, you know, skateboarding, you know, is cool, and we show these kids doing tricks, and then we talk about how balance and coordination and imagination really help in skateboarding, just like in your martial arts training. And your martial arts training actually helps you excel in those other sports. So that's the goal of Kono Magazine. Now, an exciting fact, and one of the magazines that we're kind of modeling after was what's called Boys Life. Boys Life, when they launched as the official magazine for Boy Scouts, the organization's retention doubled. And this means that they have a proven statistic, and you can look it up on their website, that actually shows that when they started Boys Life, the retention of the Boy Scouts doubled, because they had not just, it wasn't just coming to their den, you know, meetings once or twice a week. They're actually part of an entire culture, an entire lifestyle, which is really exciting. And also, as the Boy Scouts created that magazine, their enrollment grew significantly from a small group of campers to over 2.7 million kids nationwide. So you can see what it did for the whole organization. Not only did the kids stay longer, but now they're sharing the magazine with their friends. You know, they're talking about the lifestyle, they're engulfed in it, they're having fun, and they feel part of a culture. They're not just by themselves, they're not just wearing their uniforms, they're part of kids worldwide and celebrities worldwide, and that type of atmosphere really helped the organization grow. So we're looking for the martial arts and the martial arts industry. We're creating that same thing. I mean, if we could double the retention of every student in your school, I mean, that would be huge and that would be significant. And so far, just the results, just in our launch issue, obviously we can't prove that, but we know the kids are having fun and they're going home and they're doing their Kono contests and they're reading the magazine and they're reading about these celebrities and things like that. And they're getting motivated and excited to be involved in the martial arts forever. And that's our goal. So if you think about it, kids, you know, come to classes an average of 2 or 3 times a week, and then they're done with training, they go home. But with Kono, they have something at home to remind them and motivate them to go to class. The magazine is full of disguised motivation, cool tricks, and tips for top performance. Kono's going to give martial arts the cool factor with skateboarding, snowboarding, baseball, basketball, and other sports. But again, we're trying to profile the martial arts as the leading sport that there is, and this helps you with all those other sports. So again, that motivation with them having that magazine at home, kid comes home, he kind of doesn't feel like going to class or whatever, and he starts looking through his magazine and, you know, sees some cool tips or tricks, and he's ready to go to class, he's excited and motivated. And we know that, you know, retention is so important in martial arts schools. I mean, our goal, we're always enrolling students, but, you know, it costs 4 to 5 times more to get a new student than to keep one. So the retention value of something like that is just phenomenal. And our goal is to, like I said, motivate them and excite them to stay involved in the martial arts lifestyle. The magazine is completely done for you, which is easy. So I call it the happy meal. You basically just hand it to the kids, and they're already having fun. You know, it's like you fed them, they have the toy, they're in the back seat, they're not crying anymore. You know, they're having a good time, they're taking it outside, they're reading it, they're sharing it with their friends. It's a done product. You know, for retention, there's a lot of things that we can do in a school, but a lot of those events take a lot of planning, they take a lot of money. If you're doing seminars, you're doing something special, you know, it takes a lot of money, a lot of time to plan, where as you just hand the magazine out, it's already done for you, it's very simple and easy to go. So looking at the retention side of it and knowing statistics and what it did for Boy Scouts and what we're already seeing in the martial arts schools is very exciting. We don't recommend that you sell the magazine in the school. We recommend that you hand it out to all the kids so they can go home and read it and be engulfed in the martial arts lifestyle. So that's the first factor of the magazine. The second factor is the marketing tool. And a lot of schools are getting great results from using it for marketing. And I'll go through the 10 top tips to use for Kono Magazine for marketing your school. The first one that I want to talk about is you want to slide your brochure inside the magazine or on the outside, or somewhere inside the magazine. You can stick a label with your contact information on the front or inside to give to prospects as a takeaway. You know, this is really important. When people come into your business and they're asking for information, you know, a kid's never going to read a 3-pound brochure or a VIP pass, but they are going to look through this magazine, and they're going to be excited about the magazine. So what you're basically doing is you're raising the level of professionalism in your school. When somebody walks in, you give the parents the information, and you put it inside the magazine, the kid's looking at the magazine, you're automatically tying yourself into national brands like Got Milk, like you know, Ninja Turtles on the cover, or Transformers on the next cover, or Star Wars. Things like that, you're actually tying your brand into them, which is going to make you look really good. It's going to make you look official, and it's going to make you look very professional, and that's the goal of that. So as people ask for the magazine or as people come into your business, what we recommend is just putting a little label on the front, compliments of ABC Karate. You can put your telephone number at the bottom. And as you give it out at different events and things like that, you also obviously can put bring this magazine for a free lesson or a free month of classes or a VIP class or whatever the marketing strategy you have at your school, just put that on the front. So this way when you give it out, you know, they can always bring that magazine back in. The goal of that is, if you think about it, the best sellers in the world are kids. You know, they're constantly selling their parents to buy them something. Well, if a kid is reading a magazine, he's excited about it, and he wants to do the martial arts, he's motivating his parents to sign him up. They're getting a free month or whatever your marketing strategy is on your sticker, and they call your school. That's really going to motivate the parents to come in and take that class. And once they look through the magazine, they see that's a healthy lifestyle, and they see that there's celebrities and there's other things in there that account the martial arts for helping them to achieve those great things. It's only going to help you to bring more clients into your school. Our second one is basically mailing the canceled students to recapture their interest in the martial arts. You know that when any kid quits, you know, if you call them, lot of times say, oh, yeah, I did want to get back into it. I do want to get back into it. What we do is we're recommending you just send the magazine to them. They get the magazine in the mail. You know, the first month they're looking through and like, wow, this is cool, you know, and kind of recaptures their imagination of what they were doing in the martial arts. And then maybe you do a follow-up, or you can send information, come back to class, we miss you, with the magazine. Because, again, kids aren't going to read a three-panel brochure, and they're probably not reading your newsletter as well. This is something that's going to excite them to recapture them and their imagination, their excitement for the martial arts. Next one, use it at birthday parties. You know, most schools do 2 to 3 birthday parties every weekend for the students. Very easy. You give all the people who attend the magazine, the kids love it, they're reading through it, they take it home. Again, they take it home with the VIP pass or whatever your marketing strategy is for birthday parties, and the kids are excited. The next one is taking it to football games, soccer, or little league games, and introduce to an already sport-friendly audience. And the goal there is two ways. One, you can just go to any baseball park or anywhere, and you can hand the magazines out. You can put it at the booth where they're selling the hot dogs and things like that, and all the parents that come up, they're looking for things to do during the game. I love watching the soccer games because you have all the soccer moms that plant their chairs and their umbrellas and everything, and we just have an instructor come by and go, hey, here's some free reading material. And it's great. You know, everybody that reads a magazine, they're looking at it, this is really exciting for kids to do the martial arts. So you're going to capture them a lot better because they're already into sports and they're looking at that and they're reading through it, and then they give it to the kid and the kid reads it. He's excited and motivated. Again, a way more powerful tool than like a 3-panel brochure. Has your sticker on it and, you know, they can come in. It has your phone number and your information. We recommend leaving a few copies in the waiting rooms of your dentist or doctor's office where parents have time to kill. You know, my managers, especially the enrollment managers, it's very important that they do what we call business to business, and that's that they're meeting business owners. Every week they have to meet 15 general managers or the business owners in our area. The goal there is to develop a relationship with them, but by doing this, you can give them a free subscription, or you can say, hey, there's a new martial arts a kids magazine, Action Martial Arts Magazine, and here's a few copies for, you know, the office table or whatever, or here's a few copies for your kids, or anyway, hand them out in the dentist's office, doctor's office, where kids have time to sit. We actually went and test piloted this the other day at the hair salons around our office, and we set them on the tables, and we had a few, one hair salon call us back. They said, look, the moms really like the magazine. They took it with them. They want to read to their kids and get their kids involved in martial arts because they see the power of it. So obviously, you know, we don't have our sticker on there to have them come back to our office, but if we did have a martial arts school, you could see the power of that. So look for places like that. And also developing that relationship with doctors and hairstylists is great because they service so many customers a day, and they're always looking to recommend great businesses. So that's something important that you can do. Next tip is give it away to local schools, multiplex sports complexes, skate parks, and restaurants where kids congregate. Places like Chuck E. Cheese and Peter Piper Pizza and those type of events where they hold big birthday parties and things. One, they're always looking for donations for their birthday packages because, you know, they might give a pencil and eraser and different things like that. So you can give them a magazine for all the birthday participants. You can go in and just hand them to the kids at those type of places. Local schools, you can donate 30 copies to Johnny's class. Just tell the teacher, hey, I'd like to donate. There's some cool magazines. You know, the magazine has a $4.99 value, and people really know the value of magazines because they see them on a newsstand. And there's no way you can get free magazines. So when you hand a magazine to somebody, it has a great value. And it's not like you're trying to coax them with a VIP pass or anything like that. You know, you're giving them a full-fledged magazine that they're reading, they're excited. And, you know, if we recommend if you're giving it to a school, like a classroom or something, don't put the sticker right on the front that has your information. Maybe put it in, you know, somewhere around the table of contents or something like that so it's not so noticeable. But they're getting phenomenal results on doing that, you know, handing out to multiplex sports complexes. We went to where that would be like, you know, like a skate park or I know out here in Arizona they build these big complexes where you can take hockey in one spot, gymnastics in the next spot, martial arts and over there, and then there's actually a Chuck E. Cheese right in the middle. It's like the perfect marketing platform for a martial arts school. And, you know, you just go and hand the magazines to all the hockey teams. Say, hey, here's a cool, you know, cool magazine for you guys, for everybody. You guys are doing a great job. Johnny is part of your team, and he wants to donate, you know, magazines to all you guys. So it's very easy to go to places like that or like a skate park as well. We had skateboarding in this issue, so we went to the skate park, and all the kids that were skating, we handed them the magazine, and they're looking through it, and then they're like, oh, cool, check out this kid skating. And they're totally digging the magazine. They really like it. So that's kind of like a niche marketing. You can follow each time what we're doing. You know, we're going to be profiling gymnastics in one of the next issues. We're profiling rock climbing. So, you know, if we profile gymnastics in there, donate, you know, 100 magazines to the gymnastics school near you. And they might be excited to hand that out. Or if you have a brother or sibling or a sister that's doing gymnastics, you can have them donate the magazine, which is cool. Next thing, give away extra bonus with VIP passes for school demos, movie premieres, and mall booths. This is huge, and this is what we really got the best results of that school has let us know so far. We've had multiple school owners have used it for school demos. So you go in and you do the school demo and the school presentation, whether you're doing an elementary class or the entire elementary school, you hand them to the class, 30, 40 kids, and they're looking through the magazine and they have a blast. You can sign up for them. You can put your VIP pass in there after you do the class. Now the kids have something to look at. Again, it's very rare that a kid's going to read a 3-panel brochure, but they're going to look through that magazine. And then one school actually had the kids. He said, you know, you can bring this magazine back to our school for your VIP lesson. And he said, but I'll tell you what I'll do. If you color the Kono contest in there or you create the superhero, you know, depending on the age of the kids, he said, if you create the superhero, bring that into me, I will give you a free uniform. And then you can be the martial arts superhero in your class. And he said he's never had better results from a school demo. I think it was crazy. Like 70% of the kids from the classroom showed up. So, I mean, that's just a phenomenal thing. So school demos, number one, is just kind of one of those no-brainers. When you do movie premieres and mall booths, another thing, kids are coming by. They're going to be grabbing the magazine. They're going to be excited about it. Parents are going to be excited about it. You put your 3-panel brochure in there. And looking at movie premieres, you know, we put the Ninja Turtles on the first cover because the Ninja Turtles obviously came out, and that was a big thing. But we're always going to be covering pop culture. So we have Transformers on the next issue, which is going to be fantastic. So all the kids that are excited to go to Transformers, you know, you have the magazine there. If you set up a mall booth, like we did, a lot of schools did for Ninja Turtles, you know, we set up a booth there at the actual premiere, and over the weekend, and there was thousands of kids coming in. We had kids doing demonstrations, and we're handing out free magazines and passes and free lessons for everybody, and it was just a great event. We had a huge response from that. Our plan is to do the same thing with the Transformers now. All the kids coming in and watching Transformers, we're giving them the magazine, we have a brochure in there, and then we're dressing up a couple kids as Transformers for our demonstration. I mean, it's a no-brainer. The next issue after that's going to be Star Wars. Star Wars is coming out with some new video games and things like that, so that's exciting to go to a movie premiere and be able to hand those out. You got something that kids really want, and that's exciting for them, and then you have the martial arts that's in the background in that. So movie premieres, and obviously like mall booths, kids walking through the mall. Two more things. That we talk about doing what we call gift subscription. Starting in September, we'll be able to have gift subscriptions that you can give to students at a discounted rate. The subscription rate is $39.95, and the cards inside that for the magazine subscription cards are $29.95. However, we're going to have available for school owners when a new student enrolls into the school, they'll be able to give them a 6-month subscription for $12.95. And the school owners, two things all school owners said to us is, one, we want to give the magazine out to the kids. We see it's a no-brainer for retention. It's the happy meal. You just hand it to the kids. They have fun. They're involved in a lifestyle. We totally get that. We want, obviously, if we pay $5 per magazine, you know, it's going to be hard for our marketing budget. But if you can get a discounted rate on the magazines, we'll hand them out. The second thing that they said is schoolers want to give subscriptions to students. They realize if they're getting a magazine at home as well, when they're on vacation like during the summer now, and they come home, they get a magazine, they're excited, they come back to class, they see the power of that. Since most students quit in the first 6 months, our goal is to get them through that hump. So what a lot of school owners want to do is when a new student enrolls, we'll give them a 6-month subscription, and that's going to help them, you know, right away get engulfed in the martial arts lifestyle. They'll see the excitement, they'll see what they're a part of, and it's going to motivate them to continue going and get them in the black belt club and black belt training or your leadership classes. So we'll have that available, and then school owners also want to be able to give students maybe a 1-year subscription when they upgrade. So with your upgrade, you know, obviously you get your uniform, the student's paying $2.99 down or $3.99 down, whatever the price is, and you just include a subscription to Kono Magazine, they get their T-shirt and that kind of stuff. So as a present, the student's looking at a $39, $49 value, but it's only costing you $19.95. So we'll have that available later on, set up for your accounts, which will be nice. Another great marketing strategy is just giving it to the students to keep them motivated, but also to share with siblings and friends. Well, what we did here, we test pilots in a martial arts school, and we said to all the parents, we said, hey, you know, we'd like you to take 2 to 3 magazines. We know you have friends that have kids and that kind of thing, and here's a pass for free month of classes. So the parents go, and, you know, they always have those friends at work, and they're always talking to other people. Well, here, check out this magazine. Your kids might like it. I've had several people whose kids aren't into martial arts who call us, and they want to get a subscription just because they like the magazine. Well, you're able now, you know, if you give that VIP pass to a parent, ask them to give it to another client, another parent, or one of their friends, there's an awkwardness there, you know, because it's almost like they're selling for you. Where on the vice versa, you give them a magazine, they're more apt to give the magazine to the kids. You know, you have any friend that have kids, here's 4 or 5 magazines, you know, give it to them. The kids are loving the magazine. I have some extra ones left over. It's just going to work phenomenal. So kids sharing the magazine with their siblings and then outside the school with their friends, they're able to share their martial arts lifestyle with other kids. You know, some kids are embarrassed because there's that profile that you're doing most martial arts probably because you can't fight. And that's what most kids, that's why they kind of shy away from telling other kids they're doing martial arts, because the kids make fun of them, oh, you can't fight, or, you know, they think you have low self-esteem, or you need karate for some reason. Well, now it's different. Now they can show their friends, say, hey, dude, look at it. Martial arts is cool. You know, this is something that I'm a part of, which really is going to make a huge difference for them. It's something they can be proud of and share with their friends. And then when you do a movie night, or you do bring a friend night, you give them the magazine, you have the invitation to the movie night inside, they give the magazine to the friend, they go, hey, you know, we're having a movie night, here's a magazine, here's your pass, bring this in, you know, it's just a lot more powerful tool in that way. And from our experience, it's working very well. So those are our marketing strategies, and there's a lot of other ones that a lot of school owners have come up with, but those are our main 10 marketing strategies that work very well for using a magazine. So you can, number one, see the power of retention, and then number two, you can see the power of marketing and using it as a marketing tool and basically piggyback a national brand. You're piggybacking the marketing efforts of Ninja Turtles, Transformers, Star Wars, and these things, because kids can't distinguish the difference. It's a branding initiative, which means you hand a pass out and you're saying, here, this is my school, this is my pass. They're thinking Ninja Turtles, and they're thinking this is part of Ninja Turtles. They don't understand the difference. Or Transformers, and you're piggybacking all those millions and millions of dollars they're spending on marketing and building these brands up, and you're basically saying, I'm a part of this brand, which is great and awesome. Couple of the benefits of being a Kono school. Now, a Kono school is one that distributes Kono in the bulk magazine plan, what we call our Kono school plan, and I'm going to review that in just a few minutes. But if you're distributing the magazine, you're handing out the magazines, and you're getting them monthly, there's a couple other benefits that you get besides just the magazine. Number one, the magazine, we just got full distribution through a circulation company called Ingram, and we're level one distribution, means we'll be in Barnes & Nobles, we'll be in Borders, we're going to be in selected Blockbusters, we'll be in, I think, 400 Sports Authority stores, and we're also donating magazines to all the elementary schools and local libraries across the country. So what that means is that's not even going to martial arts students. That's going to be going to people outside the industry. And our goal, what I created for school owners, is what we call Kono Nation. And basically inside the magazine and on our website, kids will be able to go to Kono Nation at our website, and they'll be able to find the schools that are distributing Kono magazine. So we'll have a recommendation. The kids go to Kono Nation. They type in their city or zip code, however we format that, and then it'll show the closest schools or all the schools in that state and that kind of thing that distribute Kono magazine, and they'll be able to pick a school that's close to them or a school that's right for them. So that's something that's really exciting. The next thing is Kono will be creating ads to motivate kids to participate in the martial arts, and also as well as to upgrade to higher level programs. My goal as a multi-school owner is to use the magazine and fuel the magazine to help me with retention and to help you with retention also as marketing efforts. So what we're going to be doing is running special ads. You know, might just have some kid doing some amazing move, you know, a crazy kick or something like that, man, and it'll say, you know, leaders are born every day at martial arts schools. Ask your instructor how to become, you know, part of the leadership program. Or, you know, say martial arts leaders are born every day in martial arts schools. Go to Kono Nation to find a school near you. So we're really doing a lot to support the schools to really help get new students in, as well as the retention tools. The last thing is what we call our Kono Explore Tour, and it was great this morning. We're having a meeting on that, and it's going to be really exciting. And basically, we'll come in an RV type wrapped, really cool Kono RV, and we'll come to your school, and we'll do just an awesome seminar. We'll do some demonstrations. We'll talk to the kids about the benefits of the martial arts and what a great lifestyle it is. We'll take pictures. We'll put them up on our website, and it's just like a Cirque du Soleil show meets, you know, martial arts, and just be a lot of fun, like a grand opening type thing. We'll come to your school, and we'll do that. We're planning that tour out right now, either for the end of the year, during the November Christmas time, just to promote the martial arts, and then we'll start it back up in like February and March, and basically we'll hit like 30 to 40 schools in a certain region, and then we'll head back into town. So that's just another thing we're working on to help the schools and support the schools. And obviously our goal is to, you know, get the kids involved in a, you know, in a great martial arts lifestyle. So that's another great thing. Those are some of the additional benefits to Kono Magazine and some of the programs that we've created. Now, how do you get started using Kono Magazine is quite simple, actually. Member Solutions has created something that's awesome for all its clients, and that pretty much is you can pay for the Kono Magazines through your Member Solutions account. Now, what we've worked out with Member Solutions and worked out with our printer, you know, everybody said we want bulk copies for our students and that kind of thing. The average school right now is getting 200 magazines a month. We have three different plans that you can enroll on. The first plan is a $100 plan, and you get 100 magazines for $100. And then each 100 magazines after that is only $50. So you're looking at 200 magazines is $150, 300 magazines is only $200. And the basic idea and the math behind it, what we're finding out is that, one, you just want to take a look at your student count. So if you have, let's say, the average school is usually between 150 and 250 students. So if you have 150 students and you're on the 200 magazine plan, that gives you enough to hand out. You're going to hand out probably 125 maybe to the students in the school. And then, you know, that gives you another 75 to hand out to use for marketing purposes. Is that enough? It all depends on how you market your school. There's schools that have 150 students that are getting 300 or 400 magazines because they want to use it for a heavy marketing tool. That means that they're doing 2 to 3 birthday parties a week. Let's say you do 2 birthday parties, you have 15 to 25 kids. You know, that's going to be 30, 40, 50 magazines that you're done with. You do 1 school demo, there's another 30 magazines. You give a couple extra copies to some of your parents, they hand them out to their friends. You know, that's another 20, 30 copies. You go to just, you know, a couple doctors, dentist office. You do 1 event. If you're going to do a mall booth, you're going to want to get extra magazines. So the basic math behind it is, you know, if you have 150 students, you want to do at least 200 magazines. If you have 200 students, that means you're pretty well marketing. You might want to go to 300 magazines. So again, the basic plans are you get it's $100 for 100 magazines, and then it's $150 for 200. It's $200 for 300 magazines. If you want 400, it's only an additional $50, and that's a special rate for our Member Solutions. Also, in addition to that, that's just our launch promotion, which means you're going to be grandfathered into that price. The price is already going up right now. We're getting ready to change our websites, and for the Super Show in Las Vegas, we're raising the price. So everyone that enrolls during this time is going to get that special rate of instruction, the special rate of the magazines. One more thing, and then we'll open the line for any questions that you might have, and that is I just want to review that we do 10 issues a year, and this is a monthly plan. So there's 2 issues a year that are going to be, we have what we call our summer issue, and then we have what we call our winter issue. And that's just the way most kids' magazines do it, because the summertime's a little bit slower and the wintertime's a little bit slower. So just so you know, I just want to be let you know ahead of time and on that. We have about 300 schools that have already joined on board, and they're getting phenomenal results. So I'm excited to get you guys on board and to work with you and help you get the benefits of Kona Magazine. So at this time, if you have any questions, we'd like to open up the lines to speak with any of you.
Roland, while we're waiting to see if anybody else has questions,
sure.
Could you give us a website where people can go online and kind of, just in case they haven't received a sample copy of the magazine, where they can go and look at it?
Absolutely. If you go, the website is konomag.com. So that's www.konomag.com. And you can go in there and you can see the experience, which is great. We're on phase one of our website, and you'll take a look at it. It's awesome. And then phase two, you can you click on some of the tabs like Kona Nation and things like that. It says coming soon. Those will be up and running fairly quickly, which will be awesome.
Thank you. And another quick question, too, is what booth number are you going to be at the Super Show?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Oh, do you have a booth number for us? Where
you know, we have our booth. We have a booth space, but we actually don't know the number yet. They just moved us to a different location, so we don't have that. But yeah, definitely, you know, we'd love for you guys to visit us at the Super Show, and you know, we'd be more happy to answer some questions there. Or if you'd like to enroll, you can also enroll. The best thing about what Member Solutions did is you can enroll right through your readmittance check. So it makes it easy to do that. You know, the students are paying for the magazine, and, you know, the cost of one student per month is going to give you the retention of your entire school and to help you market it. So, you know, like most schools say, it's just a no-brainer. We've had a few schools that actually have ordered, I think it's Steve LaValle ordered like 800 magazines for three of his schools. Another guy is doing a mall booth, like a summer celebration carnival, and he ordered 1,100 magazines. So they're getting phenomenal results, and it's very, very well received in the industry. Thank you. And if anybody has any questions, they can email me at Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, at konomag.com, and I'd be happy to answer anybody's questions if they have those as well.